Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. And today on the show, we're talking about how the OCR impacts interest rates. And I think people get that higher interest rates tackle inflation, and that if the Reserve Bank increases the official cash rate, the OCR, then interest rates tend to increase. But I had an Instagram message from Kieran who says, Ed, could you specifically talk about the relationship between the OCR swap rates and interest rates for home loans and how they work? So I think people kind of get that if the OCR goes up, so do interest rates. But how does it actually work? Because the OCR is probably not what you really think it is.
So here we go. We're going back to economics 101. Get your economist skirt on.
So the first thing is, what is the OCR technically? And Andrew, don't look at your notes. What is, if you had to explain the OCR, what is it?
So it's the rate that the Reserve Bank sets that banks can either lend money to the Reserve Bank at 0.25% lower, or take money from the Reserve Bank at 0.25% higher.
Yeah, they've actually changed the system since then. Did you know that system stopped in 2020?
Oh, really?
So you are kind of right. So one of the Reserve Bank's main tasks is managing the flow of cash between the banks. So let's say that ANZ's customers log on to their internet banking and they transfer $10 million to ASB's customers. And that same day, ASB's customers transfer $4 million to ANZ's customers. So at the end of the day, ANZ owes ASB $6 million. That's what they've got to transfer money across. And the Reserve Bank manages that process. That's what's called their settlement cash flow between the different banks. Now, what is the OCR? The OCR is the interest rate that banks, as you said, either receive or pay on their settlement accounts. So let's say ANZ says, yep, I know that I need to have enough money in there so that I can transfer money out to all of the banks if my customers decide to pass money from an ANZ account to an ASB account. And so let's say they've got $20 million of settlement cash with the Reserve Bank. They get paid the OCR on that $20 million, 5.5%.
The actual OCR.
That's the OCR today.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so it has changed a little bit since Economics 101.
Yeah, okay.
Changed in 2020. But the point that I want you to focus on here is that the OCR is just the interest rate that the banks get when they interact with the Reserve Bank. And it's often only on a limited amount of cash. It's just on the cash that they have with the Reserve Bank so that they can pay each other.
So does that mean it doesn't have much of an impact on the interest rates?
No, it does have an impact on interest rates, but not in a direct way. So some people think, well, the banks are borrowing money from the Reserve Bank and they lend it to us for our mortgages. That's not how it works. It's on a limited amount of settlement cash.
And for a short period of time, right? Because it used to be called the overnight cash rate.
Yeah. So it's a very short-term interest rate. Just like if you put money into a bank, you know, they're going to start paying you a small amount of money on your savings. But I think the main point that I want to get across here is banks are out here trying to make money, right? So if they have got $10 million to lend, they can either put that money into the Reserve Bank and get 5.5% right now, or they could take that money out and lend it out to each other, right? So is a bank ever going to lend to each other for less than 5.5% at the moment?
No.
Why not?
Because I lend it to the Reserve Bank.
Yeah. So if I'm Ed and I say, well, I could either lend money to you, Andrew, at 5.4% because that's what you're willing to pay, or I could lend it to the Reserve Bank at 5.5%, I'm just going to lend it to the Reserve Bank because I'm going to get a higher interest rate. And so what the OCR effectively does is put a floor or a minimum interest rate for these shorter term interest rates, right? Because none of the banks will ever lend to each other at less than the OCR, because otherwise they'll just put their money into the Reserve Bank. I get this is quite kind of technical, but you guys asked, well, how does it actually work? So here we go. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the OCR tends to stay the same for about 6 to 12 weeks. So it really acts as, some people call it the benchmark rate, but the minimum rate for the 30, the 60, and the 90-day wholesale rates. So the OCR directly impacts those shorter-term wholesale rates. If the OCR goes up, it pushes up those short-term rates pretty much straight away.
Okay, so if it's a short-term interest rate then, how does it affect those longer-term interest rates?
Yeah, that's a great question. How does it get? So you might say to me, Ed, I understand how the OCR impacts the 90-day interest rate, and it's a wholesale interest rate that the banks lend to each other. But how does it get from 90 days out to my 5-year mortgage or my 4-year mortgage or my 3-year fixed rate? So here's where it starts to get interesting. So let's say that you now, Andrew, are an asset manager, right? and you've got lots of money that you need to invest on behalf of all of your clients, and it might be a KiwiSaver fund, might be anything, you are trying to get the best return. Now, you've currently been investing in, you know, 1 year wholesale rates or 2 year wholesale rates. All of a sudden, the OCR goes up and you see the 90-day rates shoot up. What do you do?
Can I break my investments and reinvest it in that?
You've got money to invest.
Right.
And you can decide to put it in the 1 year rate or the 90-day rate.
Right, so I go for a shorter term.
Yeah, so you've just seen the 90-day rate spike up.
Yes.
And you think, okay, I'm going to go for the 90-day rate.
Yeah.
But what that means is that there's less money for the 1 and the 2 year swap rate. So they tend to go up as well because people are competing to get money.
Gotcha.
And so the decisions that asset managers have to make is they kind of forecast the OCR and they say, do I think it's going to go up or do I think it's going to go down? Well, if the OCR goes up, it's going to improve the yield on 90-day rates. So they kind of say, well, on average over the next year, what do I think is going to happen to the OCR and the 90-day rates? And so should I decide to take a bit of a punt, take a bit of a risk and invest in 90-day wholesale rates, or should I invest in 1 year wholesale rates?
So let me get this right. So now, let's say after the OCR stayed the same at the last review, let's say now the 90-day rate comes down a little bit because people think, oh, those rates might come down. All of a sudden, the asset manager for the 1 year rate says, well, I don't have to compete as much now. They can lower theirs, and that flows on to what a bank can lend me.
To the 1 year rate, yeah. Because what banks are doing is they're borrowing at those wholesale rates, add a margin on, and they'd lend to you. They also get a lot of money from their term deposits. But that is how the OCR starts to transmit into the market rate. So I think that's the connection that people kind of aren't getting. So the OCR impacts the short-term rates, and then people, you know, market participants, whether you're borrowing or whether you're lending to each other, and these are big financial institutions, they then make a decision, do I want to borrow or lend at the 90-day rates, or do I want to stick at the 1 year rates, and maybe they'll increase or decrease because people are making these decisions and moving money around all of the time. That is going to increase supply and demand for, you know, the 1 year rate or the 2 year rate or the 3 year rate because people are trying to understand or take a punt at, well, where is the 90-day rate going to go? And am I better off taking the 1 or the 2 year rate? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it does.
But the most important thing to kind of get across is it's not one for one, right? So just because the OCR goes up by, let's say, a massive 1%, it doesn't mean that the 1 year rate goes up by 1% straight away, because the OCR has to transmit through this process going through the market. And that's a really good time to ask you the question, how much of an impact does the OCR really have on mortgage interest rates?
Well, this is interesting. So because in my mind, what I would have thought from just experience is that if the OCR goes up by 1%, that you'll see banks, even if they can afford not to, put up their 1 year interest rate by 1%, and they can justify it because the OCR has gone up. But you're saying actually the wholesale market needs to actually adjust and there's some lag. Now, the Reserve Bank actually did some research in 2021 and found that a 1% change in the OCR typically moves the average 2 year mortgage rate by only about 0.33%.
Yeah, within 1 month.
Right. So within the first month, you get 0.33%. So hardly any change. Because you think about if OCR jumped to 6.5% today, we would expect a major jump in interest rates. No, historically, it's been only about 0.33% within the next month. Now, the pass-through from the changes in monetary policy does increase over time, with the peak impact on mortgage rates being about 6 months after the change of the OCR.
Yeah, so what that means is that the Reserve Bank hikes the OCR a lot. A month later, the 2 year mortgage interest rate has crept up by quite a bit, but it's going to keep creeping up over the next 5 months. And then 6 months after the OCR has been increased, that's where the majority of the impact has kind of been passed through.
And that majority is actually only 80% of the 1% increase is typically passed through to those higher or lower interest rates.
Yeah, so it certainly has an impact, but it's not quite as direct as people think. So the Reserve Bank really influences the market and then the market reacts. The other thing you've got to remember is that banks aren't only borrowing from wholesale rates, right?
Correct.
Where else do they get their money?
You and I.
Yeah, through?
Through bank accounts.
Yeah, there are two ways. I'm testing you now.
Yeah, no, go.
So term deposits is the big one.
Oh, right. You know? As simple as that you wanted.
Yeah, so term deposits. And then also, you know, if you've got $100,000 or $1 million, and it's just sitting in your bank account.
It's not there.
Well, no, it is there, but but they've got money. They can lend some of that out if you're not using it at the time. So if it's on what's called an on-call account. Now, the banks are making decisions all of the time about, well, how high do we want to put the term deposit rate? Well, they need to attract enough money that they can still lend money out for mortgages. If not many people need mortgages, they can lower the term deposit rates. If more people want mortgages, maybe they've got to raise the term deposit rates. And so the banks are constantly making all of these decisions. But I think in terms of the OCR, yeah, it kind of acts as a bit of a benchmark in our minds about where rates go, but it really influences the 30 to 90 day wholesale rates. That in turn then influences the rest of the market because money managers are deciding where to put their money. And then the banks are thinking, okay, how much money can I borrow or should I borrow out of the wholesale markets? Then they decide, well, how high should our term deposit rates be so we can get enough money? And then what rate can we charge when we actually lend that money out to people who want to borrow mortgages? So my main point here is it is a much more fluid process than you would probably think. You know, you probably think the Reserve Bank hikes the OCR, banks are borrowing money from the Reserve Bank at the OCR, and that has a direct impact on my mortgage. But it's a whole lot more fluid than it actually seems. And if you read a lot of articles online, it just says, cool, if the OCR goes up, interest rates tend to go up and leave it at that. But the way that the OCR transmits is a bit more fluid. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that was good. It's one of those interesting things where understanding the correlation is not as direct as you might think. It's quite interesting to understand the mechanics of why.
People might wonder, well, how come the one-year interest rate could come down even if the OCR doesn't come down? Because that's what ANZ is predicting is going to happen. We're going to see the one-year interest rate fall throughout 2024 and into 2025, even though the OCR might either go up or stay exactly the same. And the reason is because if asset managers then think, oh gosh, the OCR is going to come down. The OCR is going to come down soon. I don't know when the OCR is going to come down, but I think it's going to come down. That's going to mean that the 90-day yield is going to go down, which means I better go for the one-year rate right now. That increases supply of money for the one-year rate, which brings down the wholesale one-year rate. That then gets passed through to us borrowers. So rates can move, that was probably quite quick, but the one-year fixed mortgage rate can come down even if the OCR stays the same.
Yes.
And it's all because of, well, what do we expect the OCR to happen in the future? So then people who are borrowing and lending in the wholesale markets, they react, that flows through to us.
And I guess we've seen that in the last week since the OCR announcement. Banks have started to bring down their rates, even though the OCR hasn't come down.
Well, the OCR hasn't moved. And the one-year swap rate, the one-year wholesale rate, is down about 0.2%. I actually just had it up as we were recording, Andrew.
This is the problem. Exactly you and I probably check. There's soon
Multiple times a day.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I'm bloody addicted. Yeah, so the one-year wholesale rate's fallen from 5.7
Massive.
To 5.4. So it's gone down 0.3%, even though the OCR stayed exactly the same. So that's where money managers' expectations change. They thought, oh my gosh, the OCR might come down a little bit faster than we thought. That means that we're going to lock in the one-year rate today because it's a really good rate. We think that in retrospect, this is going to make us the most amount of money. That increases supply and rates start to come down. Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you've got a podcast topic that you want us to talk about, either message us on Instagram, we are at opus_partners, or just email me, ed@opuspartners.co.nz. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Tim Knight.
I'm Andrew Nicol.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, taxes, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.